This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Get ready to match the stars.
Our first contestant tonight.
Poll the recent studio audience. Look at these exciting prizes. Brand new show, Tired Old Comp here.
Hello and welcome to Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We're live from Joy's downtown Melbourne studios. Joy is, of course, Australia's LGBTIQ radio station. We've landed here on episode 5 of Pop Quiz. It's our weekly quiz show covering news, pop culture and some other obscure stuff. I'm your host, Dee Mason, but just, you know what, I couldn't do it alone. Do let me introduce the Pop Quiz official adjudicator, Gayle Davidson.
Ta-da!
Welcome back to Pop Quiz, Gayle.
Five shows. Dee. I know.
Do you know what the prize at the present for 5-year anniversary is?
Oh, is it?
Wood.
Great.
So if we get wood in the studio tonight, we've got bigger issues, haven't we? Gayle, as you know, each week we pit a human personality from the real world against one of our own Joy Liberties, testing their wits against each other for the chance to win quite unimpressive prizes from our gift shop. So, Gayle, tell me, who do you have for us from the real world today?
I know it too well, dear, and I'm so excited. Our first guest is an actor, producer, writer, broadcaster, family man, ex-teacher, poet, music lover, traveller, frisbee and Pilates enthusiast. I first came across him on Hey Hey It's Saturday way back when as Raymond J. Bartholomew, but our listeners most likely know him as the co-host of the Friday Review on ABC Radio Melbourne, and of course the man behind the woman on SBS's wildly successful trivia show, Rock Quiz, making him Australia's best known adjudicator, so I might just cry. Rolling with the pronouns he and him and the champion of Team Ally, please welcome the lovely and formidable Brian Nankervis.
Brian.
Thank you, Gayle.
Welcome.
Thank you all.
Welcome to Rock Quiz, I was going
to
say.
To Rock Quiz.
Yes, sorry. Hey.
This is a hostile takeover, basically.
Look, Brian, at this point in the proceedings, I would normally introduce the Joy celebrity who will be taking you on, but this evening we've felt the need to assemble an array of Joy liberty, each with their own special areas of interest to tackle you. Our first Joy cab off the rank, if you will, is a comedian, journalist and writer, and also the producer of Joy's weekly news and current affairs program, The Informer, Thursdays at 7 p.m, so we better get out of here real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Toby Halligan.
Hello.
Welcome, Tobes.
Hello.
Welcome back to Joy. It's like you never leave.
It really is. This is the third time I've been here today, and this is exciting to be on another outing of this pop quiz adventure.
The concept is something.
After the joy of have you been gaying attention?
Yeah, that's right.
Careful.
To get it out there.
Hold on now.
Brian, congratulations on the unbelievable success of Rock Quiz. I mean, who thought a quiz show?
I know,
right? Now, the rate at which we're producing new music and the rate at which you're producing questions about it, have you done the permutations on when that's all going to run out?
2080.
Okay.
And
you'll be?
My children and their children.
Oh, a dynasty.
Yeah, it'll be a dynasty.
Dynastic Rock Quiz.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
And how many layers of remix will we be at in 2080, do you think? Like,
this is a sample of the sample of the sample of
feet.
I know. Yeah. Well, look, SBS have unfortunately said that's it for making new TV episodes. We're all distraught. We're all horrified, but the show lives on in a live format.
Even better.
And we do live shows all over the joint. We do a Good Friday show. Rock Quiz is really, really Good Friday. This year we went up to Byron for Blues Fest. We did Adelaide Cabaret Festival because Julia, of course, was artistic director. We said Rock Quiz should salute the rock musical, which we did. And next year we're doing a big national tour in October. I think we're bringing back Rocktober.
Oh, good.
So, the show lives on.
Well, there's no reason for it not to.
No, absolutely. We still love it. And Julia said, I'm in it as long as you guys are.
You don't want to do an offshoot called Rock Queers, do you?
Rock Queers.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Now, I may have to change... What? Stripes? No.
No.
Because I'm an ally.
That's right. You're part of the community.
Delighted to be an ally.
Brian, you've been romantically connected in the tabloids with the delightful Sue Thompson.
Who we love. Friend of the show.
Director of the amazing Coming Back Out Ball.
Yes.
Would you like to confirm or deny these rumours?
I am confirming. I'm out and I'm proud and I'm delighted to be in
We are wrapped. What a lovely couple. We wish you all the best.
She's even more lovely than you. All right, on with the show. Gay Gailey, you are the official Joy 94.9 pop queers adjudicator. Hader, for the love of God, how will this work?
It'll be tickety and then boo D. There are four rounds and we'll explain it all as we go along. Each round will start and end with this sound. You can buzz in any time, but if your answer is incorrect, your opponent will hear the rest of the question and have the chance to steal a point. The winner goes home with our prize du jour.
Oh, prize du jour, Gail. Sounds like a good time to open up the doors of the old pop queers gift shop. Gail, tell us what our lucky winner will be going home with tonight.
D, the hits literally keep coming from the gift shop. Our guest was voted most likely to own his own old-fashioned radio record player.
Yes.
So we have pulled out the big guns with the LP recording of Alan Sherman's My Sons Are Nuts. Whilst you might actually know the classic Hello Mudder, Hello Fudder.
Which he did. Yeah.
Yes.
You can marvel at his lesser-known hits, Hungarian Goulash No. 5, You're Getting to Be a Rabbit With Me, and many more.
So many more.
If Brian can't nab it for his own collection, it will go on high rotation on the Joy schedule. So everyone wins.
I think we all know that Brian Nankervis would love that, but Toby, I see you salivating.
Well, I was just wondering how many copies of that Brian already owns.
No, like, I do
I've
not.
I've got two.
Although I do think I might have the single of Hello Mother, Hello Father somewhere, but classics. To have the LP, the big 12-inch, if I can use that term.
Well, the 50, is, it is wood, isn't it?
Yes. Here's the place to use that term.
On the cover, he's buried in almonds.
He is.
Are they almonds?
Well, I would have thought they're more of
it's
a chestnut.
Mixed nuts. Oh,
it's mixed nuts.
I beg your pardon?
And
like
maybe
a Christmas kind of selection.
Would you say a macadamia?
Yes, I see macadamia.
It's a good combo.
Macadamia, chestnut.
Time to test your buzzers, guys.
Oh, okay.
Brian, when you know the answer to a question, you'll make this noise. You will. And Toby, your buzzer sounds like... but shorter. I would imagine.
Or never.
if and you get a chance to use it, that's what it'll sound like.
Gailey,
get your ding out and dong it.
Yep.
No, get your dong out and ding it.
Oh,
it's time for round one.
Sounds painful. Round one is news of the day. Buzz in and win 1 point for each correct answer. You have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can. Don't push me because I'm close to the edge. Also, your time starts
now. We're smack bang in the middle of which annual literary event in
Oh, cool. Brian.
Melbourne Writers Festival.
Correct.
Who has been mocked this week for looking to the sky and proclaiming he is the chosen one?
Toby.
Donald Trump?
Yeah, I mean, you could just guess
on
it.
Principle.
A 4-foot statue of what was stolen from a Brisbane yard this week?
Brisbane is not a hint.
Yard.
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 Also not a hint.
Mm. It's 4 foot a yard. Don't know.
That's a good question. I'm used to big things being up in Brisbane. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I was going to say pineapple.
It's the medium-sized pineapple.
Banana.
It is. The small pineapple.
Yeah. I'm going to jump in here because I can feel you flailing. The baby giraffe was stolen while the 12-foot mother giraffe was left behind.
Mm.
Police are looking into the theft as one of a number of similar offences in the area over several weeks.
Baby fake animal theft.
Who steals
no idea what makes them similar.
Jeez. Okay.
Which actress has revealed she was urged to stop holding her girlfriend's hand in public if she wanted to land movie roles? And the answer, all of them, is not the answer we're looking for. There was a specific actress.
Portia?
Toby. Mm. You're wrong.
So therefore, am I right in thinking that I get some more clues?
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
well,
yes.
Right, we can do that. You get the same ones again.
She loves ladies and vampires the same.
Yes. It was after the twilight part of her life, by which I don't mean she got old.
And she's hot.
Gee, I'm failing.
How many clues do you get?
Yeah.
Goes by the nickname K-Stew.
Kristen
Stewart.
Wow.
I think I literally had to say that.
That's how we know he's not gay in any way. A particularly aggressive what was shot and killed by a Sydney council officer.
Toby. Pie. Yes, it was.
Oh. It's a mean, nasty bird.
They called it a monster.
Yeah, sorry, Collingwood fans.
That may well be an omen.
Yeah. Which world leader has had his attempt to call a snap election voted down?
Boris Johnson.
Correct.
Despite a 16-year dispute with neighbours, a court ruled this week that a Sydney man can keep his what at home?
Brian?
Python.
Look, you're sort of in the right direction. It was a pony. He has a little pony in his yard and he takes it for a walk around the suburb, but he has to pick up its poos within 30 minutes. That was the agreement they've come to.
I'm not sure how similar python and pony are.
I will give it to you.
I suppose the same way.
30 minutes?
Oh, no, he doesn't get the point.
No, I don't
get
it. Which US state was first to be hit by Hurricane Dorian? Oh, I think
Florida?
Toby.
Florida,
yes, it was.
Florida. Mm.
A man was having his third lesson when his instructor passed out and he had to do what,
Toby?
Land a plane.
Correct. He was having his third...
Flying lesson.
Plane lesson. And clunk. Oh, what's happening,
what
Dave? What's happening?
Mean?
The audio
and your time's
on.
Up.
You think doing live radio with Brian and Curtis is frightening?
Like
landing a plane when you're...
I know.
Hi, guys, I need to land a plane.
Time's up. Gailey,
say Toby's on fire.
How are the scores? Well, he's our news and current affairs expert. You see what we've done here, Brian?
I see.
Gailey, how are the scores looking at the end of round one?
It's tight and terrific. There's no shame on Joy with Toby getting 5 points. Brian is just keeping his powder
wet.
Completely dry. Is it so
two
dry?
Points.
Yay.
I have faith. We're going to claw it back.
Pretty golf clap for you there.
Very impressive, Toby.
Stand by.
Hey, Dee.
Yes.
A couple of quick mea culpas from last week. We had a question about the town of Dildo in Newfoundland and failed to inform the listener that it is just across the bay from Spread Eagle.
Oh,
also, last week's prize was a koala merkin and we failed to comment on the koality of it.
Oh, the koality. That's a... That's a trap for young players. And
so our sincere apologies to our followers for missing two of the cheapest gags available to us. Oh. Very out of character, and we can only commit to do better in the future. Back to you in the studio,
Dee. Thanks, girl. Looking, it won't happen again.
Yeah, in light of that, I probably have to leave. I'm so shocked. I'm so disappointed about that Spread Eagle joke. And also,
he's been Toby Halligan.
Yep.
And he's out.
Time for the switch.
Thanks, Toby.
Thank you, Toby.
Which means we've actually got to get cracking. Ding, ding. Gail, it's time for round two.
Oh, okay.
Round two is our culture and this segment.
Beck.
Surely someone's coming in.
Yes.
Beck. Come on, Beck.
And this week we're playing a game we call It's All About Football, Even Though That Maybe Isn't Culture.
That's right.
Where Excellent. We ask
Working title.
We ask about the ball and the sticks and the running people that make up the game that some folks actually love. Win a point for each correct answer. Representing Joy in this all-important football round is our very own Beck Dahl, co-host of the award-winning Chicks Talking Footy on Joy. She's an Adelaide Crow fanatic and practices family law in her spare time. Pull on the boots and come out hard, because your time starts
now. Which current football club paid for Collingwood's entry?
Beck.
Essendon.
Okay, you get the rest of the question.
Paid for Collingwood's entry into the VFA.
Which current AFL club
paid
for Collingwood to enter
the VFA.
The VFA.
This question comes from a long-time listener, Danny McGinlay, who, when he heard you were going to be on, said, this will stump him.
Well, I'm going to
It's incongruous.
Is it? All right. Carlton.
Yes.
Phew.
How was that a clue?
Well, it's incongruous.
Carlton, Collingwood.
Yeah, it's, it's a known rivalry.
Sorry I asked the question.
In fact, the game, the grand final between Carlton and Collingwood in 1970, where we were
Quick
Collingwood,
game.
10
Quick
goals
game.
Up at half time. Oh, okay.
Which two teams vie for the Reclink Community Cup in...
Oh, Brian.
Rock Dogs and Megahertz.
So true.
Which AFL team had the nickname the Pivotonians in their early years?
Beck.
Melbourne?
Nope.
The Pivotonians.
For the Steel.
Yeah, the Steel. Any more hints?
The area was called the Pivot, as it was the central shipping and rail hub for Melbourne and surrounds.
South Melbourne.
Geelong.
Who shared the Brownlow honours with James Heard in 96?
Beck.
Michael Voss.
Correct.
Well done.
Yeah.
If I was to sell the candy in a match...
Oh, Brian.
You would dummy, you would hold the ball out,
so
and
true.
Then you would spin around.
A fakey, a dummy fake, pass or kick.
Who was the AFLW leading goal kicker in 2017, the inaugural season?
Beck.
Aaron Phillips?
No, it was not.
Goes to me.
Yes.
Showing my
Beck's
lack of understanding
put
here.
Her chicken down.
Beck, you want to have
angry.
Another go? I tell you what.
Yeah, go on.
In a spirit of
just do
reaching
it, Beck.
Out.
Katy Brennan?
It's a Carlton player, DV.
Oh, Darcy Vessio.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh, like, say it like that was obvious the third time you answered the question.
Name the two main ingredients in the essential footy food, the Chico roll.
Cabbage.
Correct.
And
any
other
one?
Salt.
Probably is.
Carrot.
Yeah, pastry. I think a point each.
Well, let's
there.
Point each.
Yeah.
Which Australian business... Sorry, go.
Sorry, I was just going to say cabbage and barley, carrot, green beans, celery and seasoning in an egg and flour pastry tube.
It should be good, too.
Tube. Great.
It should be.
Which Australian businesswoman and philanthropist is the former vice president of the Western Bulldogs football...
Beck.
Oh, my God. Why have I forgotten?
Yes.
I've seen a photo of you with her.
I know.
You're blonde, amazing woman.
She's the one in the photo that isn't you, Beck.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I have met her 100 times.
S.A. Award-winning...
Susan Alberti.
Susan Alberti.
Oh, geez. There's your sound grab. How would you describe a helicopter punt?
Brian.
Spinning.
Yep.
End-to-end. Side-to-side.
A kick that gyrates flatly. Yes. Stephen Kernahan was famous for it. He was also terrific in The Castle.
Yeah.
Well, that's all we've got time for in round two. That was a great round. Time's up. Gailey, how are the scores looking at the end of round two?
We've closed the gap there. Yeah. Beck brought us up to 9. Brian's on 7. But he's yet to pull out the big guns.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to skip that. Moving right on. Gail, ding it again for us. It's time for round 3. Oh, hang on a minute. Don't ding it yet because I've got to tell you this.
Can't unding it.
No, you're going to do that.
Yeah.
Good. See how
once you ding,
see how it goes?
You've done.
Yeah, ding on, mate.
I've dinged, mate.
Ding on.
We've got to go.
Yeah.
We've gone off book for this week's round 3. Yes. Heading back to the best decade that it was, the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Representing Joy in round 3 will be Anna Murphy. She is a stand-up comedian and approximately one half of the only living brother-sister on-air drive team, Murphy's Law. And you can catch her on stage tomorrow night at the Elwood Lounge from 8 for First Friday Comedy.
You can indeed. And can I just say I'm totally insulted.
I know.
That I'm doing the 70s round.
Anna's been keen to be on the show and then I Facebooked her and said, do you want to come on? She goes, yeah, what's my category? And I go, old people stuff.
And I need to say I've done a quiz show with Dee once before and I'm atrocious, so I'm sorry.
All right. Here we go.
I'm 3 down, so I'm going hard.
In this round, you can earn 2 points for each correct answer.
No pressure.
Show your knowledge / age on all things 70s.
Oh, here we go.
Get ready for a disco inferno because your time starts
now. What ABC cult show hailed from Wollongong and helped to...
Brian.
Arnie Jack Show.
Correct.
Describe the toy fad called clackers, also known as click clacks.
Describe.
May have been a girl thing, Brian.
I'm going to go for it. They are the things that they fold in on themselves.
No, I couldn't find the name of that thing.
Yeah.
It's 2 plastic balls on a string which bang together. You go like that and bang them together, making a clacking sound extra points if you take an eye out. Okay.
In 1978, a peaceful march in Darlinghurst, Sydney turned violent and became the first of which annual event?
Beck. Mardi Gras?
Well done.
I nearly said Beck.
Which member of the royal family appeared on iconic TV music show Countdown?
Prince Charles.
Prince Charles with the ears. Point each there, I think.
We'll split the points.
Whose seminal work, The Female Eunuch?
Jim Angria.
Correct.
Go on to say, and would love it being described as seminal.
Yes.
Please describe the fashion sensation that was treads.
Oh.
You didn't have treads,
I think
Dan.
She's too young. Squeaked in too early there.
Yeah, I did.
Brian's going to take it.
It's like a where thong meets clog made of car tyre.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Oh,
yeah.
Amazing.
We could have asked why were treads, but we simply don't have the time.
Who are Star Child, the Demon, Space Ace and Catman?
Brian.
No. No, I've gone too early.
Oh, Kiss.
Correct.
Well done.
Gee, I nearly said that.
Members of
Who's Sharona did the knack sing about?
Brian. My Sharona.
Yeah, I think you'll find it was my Sharona.
Mine?
Yeah,
it was,
but anyway.
Yeah. Yes. Who famously said, because nothing will save the governor?
Gough Whitlam.
That's correct.
That was lovely. Could we hear that again?
In the voice of my nana.
Yeah.
Because nothing will save the governor general.
That's better.
Thank you. And which iconic character created by Gary MacDonald was...
That's okay, you're so
Norman
good.
Norman Gunston, my era.
How brilliant.
What was the name of the Skyhooks' debut album, which included the songs Horror Movie and...
Living in the 70s.
Of course it was.
It's correct.
Of course
Can you just
it
say
was.
The rest of the question, Dee?
Oh, Horror Movie and You Just Like Me Because I'm Good in Bed. There's your sound grab.
Yeah, I did want you to say that.
And Smart, of course.
Smart, yeah.
Smart.
Oh, there's a lot of good ones. Is that Baldwin Calling? Was that on there?
Baldwin? And there's somebody from Baldwin. There's a Baldwin.
No.
No.
Me.
You are. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Someone's from Portland.
Bowie girl.
Bowie girl. Originally.
Hyatt here. Hands up for Hyatt.
Yeah.
The first movie of which sci-fi juggernaut premiered in 1977?
Brian.
Star Wars.
Correct.
Correct. And that is all we have time for in round three. Gailey. I love the way it builds.
We love that.
Time's up, Gailey. How the scores look at the end of round three?
Oh, good Lord, there's been a turnaround. Brian has leapt ahead to 16. The Joy Boys are on 12.
We're on record. I know.
You want it really bad. Gail, we're going to have to push on because we don't have long. Oh. Can you please? We're going to invite Beck Dahlback for round four.
Excellent.
Beck's on it.
Yep. Come off the bench, Beck. Yeah.
Please explain to us round four, Gail.
Round four is our multiple choice round. Each contestant will be asked their own set of questions, so please unhand your animals.
Oh.
Our joy toy for this round is the very same Beck we had before from Chicks Talking Footy.
Nice.
We're going totally meta with a quiz round about quizzes.
Mm.
Brian won the toss and has elected to go first.
Yes.
Come on down because the price is right and your time starts
now.
Now. In the show Cash Grab, Brian, people hailing a taxi find themselves competing for cash prizes while they are taken to their destinations. Which city was it in? Was it A, Washington, D.C., B, New York City, or C, Miami, Florida?
Cash cab.
Cash cab.
Cash grab?
Cab.
Cash cab. Cash cab.
Cash cab.
I'm going to say A.
B. New York City.
New York City.
Yeah.
What was the name of the film starring...
Is this over to Beck now?
No,
this is you still.
Thank you.
Five questions for you, Brian.
Yep, thank you.
What was the name of the film starring John Turturro based on a real-life television quiz show? Was it A, Jeopardy, B, 21, or C, Quiz Show?
21.
It was Quiz Show.
C.
About rigging of a
yes,
TV quiz
I
show.
Yes, I saw that. He's...
He's amazing.
In the 1950s show Queen for a Day, what did the female contestants have to do to win? Was it A, guess the price of everyday products, B, cook and clean for a family of five, or C, convince the judges they had the worst life?
I have absolutely no idea.
The show was called Queen for a Day.
Yeah, I'm going with A.
It was, in fact, C. It was begging as entertainment.
Yeah, okay, great. Question four for you, Brian. The Japanese game show AK Bingo is a variation on dodgeball, but what is one of the punishments for the two lowest scoring contestants? Is it A, see who can eat the most spaghetti while tumbling in a dryer? Love the Japanese for this. B, putting their mouths on either end of a tube to try and blow a bug into the other's mouth? Or C, race up a slippery stairs covered in oil.
Oh, it's got to be C, because that looks good. On
they TV. Are all from Japanese quiz shows, but it was in fact B. They put a see-through tube in either end and just put, cockroach. It's gross.
In 2004, Brian, for your last question, the 2004 US show Date My Mum was a precursor to The Bachelor. What was the premise of Date My Mum? Was it A, prospective partners go on a date along with both their mothers, gross, or B, a contestant goes on a date with three mothers who tried to convince them that their offspring is the best, or is it C, mums and daughters compete for the affection of a contestant?
I think it's B.
You are so right.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as your school friend's wedding, where all the mothers come up and try and...
ta-da. That's the end of round four for Brian. And, in fact, the end of all questions for Brian and Ann Curtis. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just joined us. Joylebrity, Beck, here are your five questions.
They
looking
were hard
confident.
Ones.
Looking
they were
confident.
Hard.
No,
it's
you're going to be
choice,
great.
People.
Okay.
In the short-lived UK quiz show The Chair, hosted by John McEnroe, what was the contestant's goal, Beck? Was it A, keep their heart rate as low as possible while answering quiz questions, pertinent, B, deliver the best comeback to a McEnroe insult, beg your pardon, or was it C, sit in the umpire's chair and not upset either tennis player with their rulings?
Please tell me it's B.
Love to. It's actually A.
Oh, really?
They had to keep their heart rate right below a certain level. And
you
I think.
You cannot be serious.
You cannot be serious.
Is the key here. Because what great viewing it was.
Beck, which hit movie focused on the life of a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire contestant? Was it A, Winner Takes All, B, Slumdog Millionaire, or C, The Big Short?
B.
Correct.
Yeah.
What was voted the grossest thing contestants had to do on Fear Factor? Was it A, Heat? Eat, beg your pardon, eat horse's rectum, drink B, drink donkey semen, or C, bob to retrieve items in a vat of cow's blood with their mouth?
I mean, they all sound
fun. What do you fancy, rectum, semen, or cow's blood?
Me personally. no, I'm going to go, I think, rectum.
You are right. They are all true. They all have been done on Fear Factor, but A was voted the most gross.
I just want to go back through the record and get Beck Dale saying, I'm going to go rectum.
There's
bloody oath with rectum. What is the aim, Beck, of the Japanese game show called Bum Game? Bum Game.
It's a theme.
Is it A, contestants withstand a range of indignities to their bums? Please explain. B, to identify people just by looking at their bums. Or C, to pick up as many objects as possible with your bum.
B?
It's correct. People stick their bums through a hole.
Yes.
And then they come out and the contestant has to pick out who from the lineup.
Isn't that just a laird on a Saturday night?
Yeah.
Should I be judging myself that I'm getting these?
No,
right?
We're all doing that for you, darling.
As part of the UK quiz show Don't Forget Your Toothbrush, what did the host instruct selected viewers to do? Was it A, anyone who knew the guest to call in with questions about them, B, race to throw specific items out of their windows to win prizes, or C, streak around the outside of their houses?
B?
B is correct. They would send a film crew to say we're going to Johnson Street and people would now go up to this top left window and throw out the cushions from your couch and people would do it.
I never understood Don't Forget Your Toothbrush. Tim was in it.
Yeah.
How's he doing?
Yeah. I actually spoke to him the other day.
Oh, really?
In fact, I spent today editing a chat that I did with Tim
Ferguson. Oh, isn't that great?
He is doing really well and he's about to tour a new show.
Because he did Edinburgh last year.
Absolutely. Yeah, with the Dougs.
Yeah, the Doug Anthony All-Stars was just flirting about. Gail.
Very nice.
How's that all going with your scores and stuff?
How is it going? We seem to have an answer here, Dee. My golly.
Close.
It's close. The Joys have 16.
Mm-hmm.
Brian is taking home.
You know what I need to do, and I'd be remiss if I didn't. You are on Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We're at the point of the show, Gail. I have two questions for you. A, do you have the results in? And B, who will be taking home tonight's exquisite prize?
You're not going to believe it. The Joys are on 16. Brian has inched ahead to 17 and will be taking home.
Oh, Brian, big congrats to you.
Well done. Raise it. Delighted.
Hi.
You know what I didn't do, Gail? I didn't put the outro in, but I don't think we need it, Dale.
Oh.
Because I've got exactly 1 minute. Brian, just in the next 20 seconds, I want you to tell me about your show.
Well, I'm once again part of the production team for the Heart of St Kilda concert. It's the 12th annual show at the Palais Theatre on October 23. All proceeds help the Sacred Heart Mission and their meals program. This year, the Teskey Brothers, Joe Camilleri, Dan Sultan, Rhonda Birchmore, the Shantuzies, Rob Snarsky.
Oh, wow. Good Lord. Amazing.
Carl Barron. Oh. Steph Tisdall. It'll be a fabulous... It's always a fabulous
Rhonda Birchmore. Every time I see her, I go, well, you're taller and more beautiful than ever.
I've just been dealing with her lately. She is so charming.
Red Hot and Rhonda. That was the best show she ever did. Legs forever, as my dad says, in a sort of creepy way. Brilliant. That's all we have time for. Thanks so much for coming in, Brian.
Fabulous.
Congratulations to all our contestants. Big thanks to our Joy Liberties, Toby Halligan. You can catch him in a very quick minute, a hot minute right here at this desk. Beck Dahl, if you like the sound of that, go to Chicks Talking Footy. Does what it says on the label. You can see Anna Murphy at the Elwood Lounge tomorrow night on stage from 8 on First Fromity. Fromity? What? You should call it that. Yeah. First Friday Comedy. And every Monday night on the Murphys, of course, don't forget to go to iTunes and check out our podcast. You've been with me, Dee Mason. That there's Gail Davidson. Stay safe. We'll see you next week. Same pop time, same pop quiz, same pop station on Joy 94.9. And that's a wrap. Thanks, guys.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.